Dearest Bhagavan, our most humble pranams at thy lotus feet. Swami, we wish you and all respected elders, brothers and sisters, boys and girls, a very happy Lunar New Year. With your blessings, Swami, may the year of the dog bring peace, prosperity, joy, and good health to all. This year, we have devotees from Indonesia, Hong Kong, Japan, Singapore, Thailand, and Malaysia gathered here in Prashanti to celebrate Chinese New Year over 2 days. We welcome each and every one of you present here today, and we hope you will also participate in our program tomorrow, starting at the same time.
亲爱的世尊，我们虔诚地臣服在您的莲花烛下，在这欢乐农历新年的到来，我们祝您与在场的赛兄弟姐妹们新年快乐，万事如意，岁岁平安。今年来自马来西亚、新加坡、印尼、泰国、香港以及日本的信众们都欢聚在白善地， 与您共庆新春佳节，一同欢迎狗年的到来。在世尊您的加持以及恩典下，祝愿在场的各位以及世界各地的信众们都拥有个祥和、健康、快乐以及兴旺的一年。我们欢迎在场的信众们踊跃地参加接下来2天的庆典活动。 在世尊您的恩准下，我们在此奉上对您虔诚的心，以作为今天节目的开始。Swami,
Swami, with your permission, may we now commence with offerings of devotion to you.
Shabbat shalom.
的世尊，亲爱的世尊，在您的恩准下，来自印尼棉兰的 Venerable Giri Virya 将带领在场的赛兄弟姐妹们唱诵佛陀真言，祈求和平、智慧与光明，也愿此唱诵佛陀真言的功德，为大众消灾延寿、治愈重病、消除业障，也愿此功德让大众时时刻刻都持有智慧心，消除三毒贪嗔痴，并也时时刻刻遵循上师至尊的教导。
Dear Bhagavan, With your permission, may we commence with the chanting of a Buddhist mantra. The merits of chanting this mantra are to overcome all calamities, to heal illnesses, prolong life, and eliminate bad karma. May the higher wisdom be with us to eliminate greed, hatred, and delusion. Swami, may we now commence with the chanting led by Brother Venerable Girivarya from Indonesia.
Nam Mô Bổn Sư Thích Ca Mâu Ni Phật. Nam Mô Bổn Sư Thích Ca Mâu Ni Phật. Nam Mô Bổn Sư Thích Ca清净大海中菩萨，南无大愿地藏王菩萨，南无大最多尊天菩萨，南无护法诸天菩萨，南无伽蓝身众菩萨，南无常住十方佛，南无常住十方法，南无常住十方圣，南无本师释迦牟尼佛，南无消灾延寿药师佛，南无极乐世界阿弥陀佛，南无当来下生弥勒尊佛，南无十方三世一切诸佛，南无大慈文殊舍利菩萨，南无大恒普贤菩萨，南无大悲观世音菩萨，南无大势至菩萨，南无清净大海众菩萨，南无大愿地藏王菩萨，南无护法韦陀尊天菩萨，南无护法诸天菩萨，南无伽蓝身众菩萨，南无常住十方佛，南无常住十方法，南无常住十方身，南无本师释迦牟尼佛，南无消灾延寿药师佛，南无极乐世界阿弥陀佛，南无当来下生弥勒尊佛，南无十方三世一切诸佛，南无大慈文殊舍利菩萨，南无大 恒不现菩萨，南无大悲观世音菩萨，南无大势至菩萨，南无清净大海众菩萨，南无大愿地藏王菩萨，
南无
护法威陀尊殿菩萨，南无护法诸天菩萨，南无伽蓝身众菩萨，南无波切法地毗沙师毗卢毗琉璃波赖波那时耶但他切多耶阿赖和第三藐三菩陀耶但持达唵毗沙师毗沙师毗沙师三摩揭谛萨婆小茶颜所要是佛南无小茶颜所要是佛南无小茶颜所要是佛南无小茶颜所要是佛南无小茶颜所要是佛南无小茶颜所要是佛南无小茶颜所要是佛南无小茶颜所要是佛南无小茶颜所要是佛南无小茶颜所要是佛南无小茶颜所要是佛南无小茶颜所要是佛南无小茶颜所要是佛唵三摩赖三摩赖咪摩喃迦赖摩迦赖唵唵三摩赖三摩赖咪摩喃迦赖摩迦赖唵唵三摩赖三摩赖咪摩喃迦赖摩迦赖唵唵三摩赖三摩赖咪摩喃迦赖摩迦赖唵唵三摩赖三摩赖咪摩喃迦赖摩迦赖唵唵三摩赖三摩赖咪摩喃迦赖摩迦赖唵唵三摩赖三摩赖咪摩喃迦赖摩迦赖唵眼角三章诸烦恼愿得智慧真明了不愿罪障悉消除世事常行菩萨道愿消三障诸烦恼愿得智慧真明了不言罪障悉消除 世世常行菩萨道，愿教三藏诸烦恼，愿得智慧真明了，不厌追常悉消除，世世常行菩萨道。
各位赛兄弟姐妹，每一年在白善地举办的华人农历新年庆典，都是由 Billy Fong 赛兄担任总协调，同时 Billy Fong 赛兄也是第四区41区域的中央总协调。41区域的国家包括汶莱、菲律宾、新加坡、印尼以及马来西亚。现在让我们邀请来自马来西亚的 Billy Fong 赛兄致欢迎词。
Swami, we would now like to invite the coordinator of our Chinese New Year program to share with us a few words. He is also the central coordinator for Zone 4, Region 41, which covers Brunei, Indonesia, Philippines, Singapore, and Malaysia. May we introduce from Malaysia, Brother Billy Fong.
Om Sri Sai Ram. I offer my humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Lord, Bhagawan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. Respected elders, brothers and sisters, on behalf of all of us, I'd like to express our thanks and heartfelt gratitude to Swami that we are able to celebrate Chinese New Year once againin this most sacred place in the entire cosmos. I pray to Swami to speak through me, and I offer this presentation at your divine lotus feet, Swami. For this Chinese New Year celebration, we have chosen the theme, Honor Our Parents Every Day. Why do we choose this theme? It's becausefilial piety is one of the most important values of Chinese community. Indeed, you can say that filial piety is the cornerstone of Chinese civilization. In our Chinese history and tradition, we have an ancient scripture known as the Xiao Jing, or translated it means the classic of filial piety.It records the conversation that Confucius had with his disciples and also his teachings. So once Confucius asked his student, Zheng Zi, the following questions. The former kings have a most important virtue and way of conduct to make the world harmonious, to make people practice peace,affection and kindness. And because they practice this, people do not have resentment and people are happy. Do you know what is it? Zheng Zi replied, I'm sorry, Master, I'm not as clever as you are. Please tell me, Master. Confucius then said, Xiao, or filial piety,is the foundation of virtue and is what all teaching grow out. Brothers and sisters, if you look at the backdrop at the back, there's a huge Chinese word. It's pronounced as xiao. The meaning of this word is filial piety. It represents an old man. And at the bottom, the top represents old man and the bottom represents young. It represents a young always taking care of the elderly.Then Zheng Zi asked, Master, why is that so, that filial piety is so important? Then Confucius said, He who loves his parents does not dare to do evil unto others. He who respects his parents does not dare to be arrogant to others. And we must respect our parents with love and respect. And then only then this virtue and teaching will extend to the people and extend to the world beyond China. Brothers and sisters, our beloved Bhagavan had in many, many and many of his discourses spoke and emphasized on the importance of respect and reverence for parents. I'd like to quote an important message that Swami gave during the Adi Rudra Mahayagna in the year 2006. Quote, "Your parents have given you life. They are responsible for your birth. Hence, you have to love your parents wholeheartedly under all circumstances. You have to realize the truth that first and foremost, your mother is God, and next, your father, and they are protecting you constantly. Of what use are your achievements in life if you forget the very embodiment of divinity that is mother and father who are right in front of you?" Unquote. Brothers and sisters, then comes the most important part of Swami's discourse on filial piety. Quote, "Our Sevadal and Youth Wing shall propagate such teachings and try to arrest the degeneration in society." I repeat, our Sevadal and Youth Wing shall propagate such teachings and try to arrest the degeneration in society. Unquote. Brothers and sisters, here Swami is equating and relating the decline and degeneration in society to the total neglect and non-practice of filial piety. Indeed, in the year 2007, India, the government passed a law known as Maintenance and Welfare of the Elderly, that it is mandatory for children to take care of the parents by providing monthly allowance. Then in the year 2009 in Singapore, the government also passed an act that parents can sue children for non-maintenance. Then in the year 2013, China, the second most ancient civilization next to India, the government passed a law that grown-up children in China must visit their parents or potentially face fines or jail. Now come to the very, very important aspects of Swami's discourse on respects and reverence for parents. Quote, "You may encounter any number of obstacles in this task, but you shall overcome them and march forward. You may even stake your life in this task of restoring the society to the right path. You may even stake your life in this task of restoring the society to the right path. When you undertake the propagation of such ideas, you can bring about wonderful transformation to society quickly. Hence, each of you shall visit some school and teach such noble things to students. At present, especially, the youth have to cultivate humaneness. It is exactly for this divine purpose, for this sacred purpose, that we started the youth wing in these three satisfied civil organizations. The youth have to set an ideal to others in society." Unquote. Brothers and sisters, the future of the Thai organization lies in the youth wing. And here Swami has very specifically mentioned that the youth wing should promote the consciousness of filial piety or reverence and respect to parents. Swami has said that the first thing that we should teach in Bhavikas is filial piety. We must teach our children to seek the blessings of their parents for any action they undertake and never to bring tears to the eyes. Brothers and sisters, in the Xiao Jing, Confucius also said that Xiao or filial piety encompasses not only respect and reverence for parents and elders, but also in developing virtues. This resonates indeed with Swami's teaching that we should always be virtuous and be good. Swami had once said that your virtues make you a god and your vices make you a demon. And Swami has said that when we come to Prashanti, we should leave behind some or at least one bad quality, and we should take back some or at least one good quality. Swami, to remind devotees of this very important teaching of yours, we have printed a special card. I believe this card has been distributed to most of you here. If you refer, you would have this in your hand. This card is titled My Offerings to Satya Sai Baba. On the inside page is the following wordings: Beloved Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai Baba, I wish to surrender to you this one bad quality that I have. Then you can write whatever bad qualities you want to surrender to Swami. On the reverse page, he says, I pray to Swami for your blessings to help me to develop this good quality. Of good quality would be things like kindness, compassion, patience, etc., etc. Brothers and sisters, I'd like to share with you, in the year 1997, that was the first time that Chinese New Year was being organized, and I was indeed been graced to be the first speaker to give the welcoming address. And in my address, towards the end, I said the following words: Swami, you said that when we come here, we must leave behind some bad qualities. Swami, I have this one very small bad qualities in me that I wish to surrender at your lotus feet, Swami. That is the bad quality of jealousy and envy. And Swami, I'd like to take back with me the good quality of patience. Swami, please help me to develop this quality. I finished my speech with that, and I then went forward to do Pananamaskar to Swami. And as I look up, then I saw Swami waving his hand. I thought it's going to materialize vibhuti for me. But then, what came up of his hand was a chain with the method Om. So therefore, I'm very confident that this is the kind of offering that Swami wanted from all of us. So therefore, since you are here in Puttaparthi, don't miss this opportunity to give this offering to Swami. As Swami has said, our virtues make us a god, our vices make us a demon. So Swami, we pray to you that your blessings and grace will always be with us to help us to transform ourselves into better human beings. Swami, to commemorate this Chinese New Year celebration, we have tried our very best to compile all your teachings on respect and reverence for parents into a booklet titled Honor Our Parents Every Day. I wish to now call upon Sister Doreen Kwa to present this humble compilation at your divine lotus feet, Sister Doreen. Lastly, brothers and sisters, there's a take-home message from Swami for all of us, that we should share with our family members, with our friends, and whoever we come across. when we go back to our respective countries. I believe all of you are wearing a kind of identification tag. I'd like you to look at your identification tag. Look behind the identification tag now. Please take a look at the identification tag. At the back of the identification tag are the following wordings. If you honor your mother, the mother of the universe will guard you from any harm. If you honor your father, the father of all beings will guard you. This is as true as the fact that if you honor your parents, your children will honor you. Brothers and sisters, this is the take-home message we'd like you all to take back with you. With this word, Jai Sai Ram.
亲爱的世尊，您是医者们的生命导师，在您的恩准下，来自印尼南洋智慧学校的学生们将唱诵药师佛经，同时希望在场的赛兄弟姐妹们能一同唱诵药师佛经，以洗涤大众身心灵的一切病痛，为新的一年做个全新的开始。Swami,
you are the doctors of doctors. May we now begin with the chanting of the Medicine Buddha chanting by students from the Nanyang Chehui School of Indonesia. We would like to encourage all of you here in this hall to join us in the chanting for the healing of our bodies, mind and soul. May we now begin with the chanting.
爱的世尊，亲爱的世尊，今天的主讲者是来自印尼棉兰的 Sister Linda Wadi Rosli。Linda Wadi 赛姐自小就活跃于棉兰 Vihara Borobudur 的佛学会，也是少年组的主席。Linda Wadi 赛姐拥有农业工程师的学士学位以及教育系的硕士学位。毕业后，她在金融和银行业开始了她的事业。现在 Linda Wadi 赛姐也是印尼南洋智慧学校的校长。她也担任 Vihara Borobudur 信托基金会的主席以及委员会的顾问。同时 Linda Wadi 赛姐也是赛门德 Polyclinic 以及赛 Prema 孤儿院的管理员。现在让我们邀请 Linda Wadi 赛姐致辞。
We would like to invite our next speaker, a sister from Medan, Indonesia. Since young, she has been actively involved as chairwoman of the Buddhist Youth Society of Vihara Borobudur, Medan. After graduation as an agriculturalist engineer with a master's degree in education, she started her career in several financial institutions and in the banking industry. Currently, she is the headmistress of Nanyang Zhihui Modern School of Indonesia. She also serves as chairwoman of Vihara Borobudur Trust Foundation and sits on the board of advisors and is also the controller of the Sai Mendut Polyclinic and Sai Prema Orphanage. May we invite Sister Linda Wadi Rosli to give her address.
My most humble pranam at the lotus feet of our beloved Swami, Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Respected elders, dearest brothers and sisters, Om Sai Ram. Good evening. I wish everyone during this Chinese New Year celebration, Gong Xi Fa Chai, Happy New Year. First of all, I would like to convey my gratitude to the committee who giving me such a blessed opportunity to share my journey to becoming a Sai devotee. It all started during my teenage years when at the age of 14, I joined a Buddhist youth organization under the Borobudur Temple Trust Foundation in Medan. One of the founders was the Venerable Maha Bhikshu Asin Jinarakita, who revived Buddhism in Indonesia 500 years after the fall of the Majapahit Kingdom, the last Hindu Buddhist empire in Indonesia. The chairman of the foundation at that time was Romo Maha Upasaka Puakrishnaputra, who currently serves as an advisor to the Sai Council of Indonesia. In 1989, Romo Puakrishnaputra founded a Sai center in this Vihara compound in Medan. The inauguration was attended by Maha Bhikshu Asin Jinarakita himself, who was also a Sai Bhakta. And with this began my spiritual journey following in his footsteps, which led me into the sacred and beautiful world of Swami. Swami has continued to fill my life with love and blessing ever since those years. When I got married in 1987, we were living in a rented house, but with the grace of Swami, in 1991, after giving birth to my second child, we had the opportunity to buy a house with loan from the bank. As Indonesian with a Chinese background, we believe a good house to live in has to be aligned with the feng shui principle. I pray to Swami that this first house we purchase would be a blessed one as we work to renovate it for the changing needs of our little family. In those days, I longed to meet with a feng shui expert, but did not know where to find one. One day, I received word that there was a Sai Bhakta from Hong Kong who had just arrived from Puttaparthi and was making a stopover in Medan. He visited our Sai Center, and during my conversation with him, I learned that this guest was actually a feng shui master. So, I invited him to our new house where he gave us much great advice regarding to the layout of different rooms, the stairs, and so forth. 6 months later, when I wanted to contact him again, the phone number that he gave me earlier no longer worked. I have still lost contact with him to this day. I feel that Swami heard my sincere prayer and am convinced that this little visitation from the Feng Shui Master was his lila to help us build our first house and, more importantly, was his way to pull me closer to him. In July 1993, I had the opportunity to visit Puttaparthi for the first time with a group of people from Sai Center in Medan. I experienced great peace when I was in Prasanthi Nilayam and enjoy sharing and being together with over 100 Sai devotees in the dormitory. In those days, the accommodation were not quite as beautiful as we see now. Also, at that time, we were still sitting on sand while waiting for Swami's darshan. In each darshan, I would pray to Swami that one day I could invite my husband and children to join me in his darshan in Salkuwan Hall. Lo and behold, 2 years later, in December 1995, my prayers were answered and my wish was finally granted to have a darshan together with my husband. In 1997, my husband and I had the opportunity to return to Puttaparthi, and this time we were also able to bring our 2 children, who were 9 years old and 6 years old, with us. From then on, until the children had graduated from high school. Every time we had an annual holiday, my husband only wanted to visit Prasanthi Nilayam. 2007 was also a special year for me as I had the opportunity to bring my parents, all of my sisters and brothers-in-law, nephews and nieces to Puttaparthi and share the joy of being in this sacred abode of the highest peace in the world. A year later, in December 2008, I attended Sewa, where the Indonesian contingents of more than 200 people were given the opportunity to coordinate the provision of food in the Western canteen. Again, I hope that one day my family could also participate in such sewa. 4 years later, in December 2012, I was contacted by Brother Dennis, the chairman of the Sai Council Indonesia, whether I would like another opportunity to coordinate the sewa in the Western canteen. I immediately agreed and contacted my older son who was still studying in America and my younger daughter who was studying in Australia so they could both arrange their schedules and join my altogether 17 people from Medan, including families and friends, participate in this special sewa in God's kitchen. I was again given the opportunity to coordinate sewa the following year in December 2013. And my husband and two children were also able to participate. However, one day before our departure, my father's health became critical and he needed to be hospitalized. I was faced with difficult dilemma. Do I remain with my father who was very ill and may pass away, or do I travel to Puttaparthi since I already agreed and committed to Brother Dennis to carry out the sewa, and it would not be easy to find my replacement with such short notice. I surrendered to Swami and decided to go ahead with the original plan and depart for Puttaparthi. However, I give my brother and sister the assurance that should our father pass away, then I, my husband, and two children would fly home immediately. Before leaving for the airport, I say goodbye to my father in hospital. I whisper to him that I will be home as soon as the sewa was over, and I wish for him to recover quickly. On the 25th of December, I received the news that my father had asked to be brought home from the hospital. I pray and pray to Swami to let the best plan happen. We arrived back Medan as planned on 29 December. My father's condition had further worsened. On the 2nd of January 2014, while I was continuously sitting next to my father and reciting mantras for 4 hours, he passed away peacefully in front of all of the family. This experience greatly strengthened my faith in Swami. How wonderfully he had planned and orchestrated the whole event so that I could still be with my father until the very end of his physical life. In regards of my career, I have also been blessed greatly to be Swami's instrument to preserve his teaching through education. In the year 2000, I decided to leave my career in banking, an industry which I had been working for 14 years and had worked my way to become branch manager. 3 years later, in 2003, I undertook Swami's mission to develop a school with the children education based on character building, following the principle of education in human values that Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba outlined himself. While attendance has slowly but steadily increased, during its first year, the school had only 27 students in our care. In its fourth year, I managed to bring a number of my students to perform in Vrindavan during a Buddha Purnima event. The school is currently entering its 15 years and had a students population of approximately 550, ranging from kindergarten through high school. Although the school was built to model Swami education in human values, there is actually only one parent who happened to also be a Sai Bhakta. Still, again this year, for the fifth time, some of our students have the opportunity to perform during Chinese New Year celebration for Swami. The one thing that has really touched my heart and encouraged me to continue to bring more and more students to Puttaparthi is that some of our alumni students who had visited Puttaparthi before have said that they have missed this sacred place and long to come back again. Hopefully, one day, they can come back and bring their parents along to share this indescribable sense of peace. This year, we come as a group of 60 people, including my husband and my daughter, who become a Bhalfika student at 6 years old and now assist me in teaching human values in the school and has remained a Sai devotee. Our group also includes Buddhist monks, 8 teachers and staff, 6 parents, and 18 students will be soon performed in front of you during this festival. The theme for this year's celebration is hope, which stands for honor our parents every day. One of the Chinese cultural traditions during the New Year celebration is to return to our parents' home and thank them and pay respect to them. So, today, we thank Swami for the opportunity to return home to Prasanthi Nilayam, to be together with all of you, our global family, and to pay respect and gratitude to our beloved Divine Swami, Sri Satya Sai Baba, our Universal Mother and Father. May Swami shower his blessing to all of us on this beautiful Chinese New Year celebration. Jai Sai Ram.
Linda Wadi 赛姐的分享 亲爱的世尊, 接下来来自印尼, 新加坡, 以及马来西亚的口琴重奏团, 将带来五首曲子。
Swami, our next item is a harmonica ensemble, and they will render 5 songs. May we present the team from Indonesia, Singapore, and Malaysia.
Brothers and sisters, before we play the fourth song, I'd like you to refer to page 3 of the Bhajan book which you have in your hand. Next, we'll be playing Pati Purisha Prashanti Vasa and Prashanti Sai Baba. As we play this tune, we'd like you to sing along with us. Thank you.
的世尊，古筝是来自中国的传统拨弦乐器，它的音域宽广，音色清亮，表现力丰富。接下来，来自印尼南洋智慧学校的学生将为我们带来古筝演出，曲目是 Mata Pita。
The guzheng is a traditional Chinese string instrument. Swami, four students of Nanyang Chehui School of Indonesia will now present a song, Mata Pita, on the guzheng. Thank you.
二胡是中国弓弦乐器的一种，它产于唐朝，至今已经有1000多年的历史。而古筝这个乐器，它起源于战国时代，也已经有2500多年的历史。亲爱的世尊，来自马来西亚的 Brian Ngoi 赛兄以及 Jasmine Ng 赛姐将带来二胡与古筝的合奏。Brian Ngoi 赛兄和 Jasmine Ng 赛姐也是马来西亚一家音乐艺术学院的院长。
Swami, we now have a couple from Malaysia to perform a special recital on the 二胡。A traditional Chinese string instrument and the guzheng. They are the principals of the Art Melody Music Academy in Malaysia. May we present Brother Brian Ngui and Sister Jasmine Ng. Thank you.
亲爱的世尊，亲爱的世尊，安贡是来自印尼的竹筒乐器，它的结构是由五根细竹条支撑，当中悬挂两个竹筒，竹筒的上部被削成槽状，底部分别嵌入一个粗竹管，演奏时只需轻轻摇晃，两个竹筒受到撞击便会发出清脆悦耳的声音，类似西方乐器的手铃。接下来，来自印尼南洋智慧学校的学生们将用键盘、吉他以及安控表演两首曲子，分别是 Eka Bagesama 以及 Love is My Form。
The angklung is a musical instrument from Indonesia, made from a varying number of bamboo tubes attached to a bamboo frame. The tubes are carved to have a resonant pitch when struck and are tuned to octaves similar to Western handbells. The children from the Nanyang Chuhui School of Indonesia will now present two songs, Ekaba Kisama and Love is My Form, accompanied by keyboard, guitar, and the angklung.
How many sing? Thank you.
舞麒麟起源于明代宫廷的舞蹈表演，之后它流入民间，成为一门艺术。麒麟代表着祥瑞以及国泰民安。在2008年，麒麟舞也被列入成为中国国家级非物质文化遗产。亲爱的世尊，在您的恩准下，来自马来西亚亚罗士打的赛兄弟们将为大家带来麒麟舞演出。
The Qi Ling is a mystical creature known in Chinese and other East Asian cultures. Its appearance is considered a good omen of prosperity and serenity. With your permission, Swami, we present the dance of the Qi Ling by brothers from Alostar, Malaysia.
Don't change.
爱的世尊，感谢您赐予我们机会来准备今天的项目，以及恩准我们的表演。今天的最后一个项目是来自印尼南洋智慧学校的学生所带来的中华传统文化舞蹈。舞蹈表演后，我们将以新年主曲以及巴卷为今天的农历新年庆典活动做个圆满的结束。
Swami, thank you for allowing us all this golden opportunity to be present here today. We shall conclude our presentation for this evening with a cultural dance by the students of Nanyang Zhihui School,followed by Chinese New Year songs and bhajan. Jai Saira.
Theranam.
Om Sri Sai Ram Sai Baba Theranam.
Sai Baba Theranam.
jaya Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om jaya 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 Hari Om
Sri Sopamanyam jaya Hari Om Jaya Hari Om
Sarvada Bhava Durga Jaya Hari Om
Shiva Sati Rupa 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 Jaya Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Jaya 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 Hari Om
Vinayaka Jaya Hari
Om
Vineeswara Jaya Hari
Om
Sri Kannanatha Jaya Hari
Om
Pannava Swarupa Jaya Hari Om Sri Sopamanyam Jaya Hari Om
Sri Sopamanyam Jaya Hari Om
Vel Vel Muruga Jaya Hari Om
Vel Vel Muruga Jaya Hari Om
Saravanna Bhava Kuka Jaya Hari Om
Saravanna Bhava Kuka Jaya Hari Om
Shiva Sakti Rupa Jaya Hari
Om Shiva Sakti Rupa Jaya Hari Om
Hari Om
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Jaya 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 Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Jaya 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 Hari Om.
齐心地，我们齐心地，我们齐心乞讨塞拉。诚心祈祷塞拉，
我们诚心祈祷塞拉，我们诚
心祈祷塞拉。现在那方
在心房，
佛在哪里？
在心里。
现在那方
在心房，
佛在哪里？
在心里。
何必需要东奔西跑去寻找？
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 希望马黑刷拉，希望马黑刷拉，希望马黑刷拉塞拉。Siva Sangara, Siva Mahadeva, Saira.
Siva Maheshwara, Siva Shankara, Siva Mahadeva, Saira.
Kailasa Vasa Maheshwara,
Kailasa Vasa Maheshwara.
Jagadishwara Hara Mahadeva,
Jagadishwara Hara Mahadeva.
Pala Baba Sai Deva,
Tribuana Pala Baba Sai Deva,
Tribuana Pala Baba Sai Deva,
Tribuana Pala Baba Sai Deva,
Woman Chi Sindhi, Woman Chi Sindhi, Woman Chi Sindhi, Tao Sai Ram.我们诚心地，我们诚心地，我们诚心祈祷塞拉。
मानस भजरे गुरु चरणम दुष्टर भ्रम सागर तरणम
ओम जय जगदीश हरे स्वामी सत्य साई हरे भक्त जना संरक्षक भक्त जना संरक्षक प्रति महेश्वर ओम जय जगदीश हरे शशिवदना श्रीतरा स्वामी सर्वा प्राणपते भाष कबल पर दीपा भाष कबल पर दीपा आप सवा ओम जय जगदीश हरे ओम पिता गुरुदेव मरियंतरुणी स्वामी नाद ब्रह्म जगन्नाथ नागेन्द्राशयन ओम जय जगदीश हरे ओंकार रूप जय श्री साई महादेवा सत्य साई महादेवा मंगलारती अंधुक मंगलारती अंधुक मंदर गिरिधारी ओम जय जगदीश हरे नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण 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 ओम नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम जय गुरुदेवा नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण 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 ओम नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम जय सद्गुरुदेवा नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण 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 ओम नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण
सुखिनो भवन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
जय बोलो भगवान् श्री सत्य साई बाबा जी की जय